Now, we want to hear from you about your favorite video game or computer game, past or present. Get us started right now. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Some backstory on this. Years ago, we had a data presentation here about public radio listeners. They divided public radio listeners into a few different groups, depending on the kind of things they like to hear. You know, some wanted lots of news, some wanted less news, for example. A lot of differences between them. But one thing that all these three groups agreed on, they didn't want to hear about video games. And I thought, come on, there's got to be public radio people who do or have done video games or computer games or what have you. So here we are. Either I'm right and you'll call, or the survey was right, and I'm going to get more and more desperate as I talk through this half hour. So call now at 800-642-1234. There's going to be no game snobbery or gatekeeping here. Doesn't matter if it's a classic arcade game, a console, a computer game, something you play on your phone or your tablet. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Now, some public radio staff will play video games, including a fella named Larry Mueller. He plays this game, or this old arcade game that I used to play called Berserk. Now, I was terrible at it. How about Larry? Let's listen.
Well, it was a long time ago, but I really was good at the game Berserk. And a great story to tell, I was in northern Wisconsin with some people on a fishing trip, and we stopped for a hamburger at this place. And as we were having the hamburger, they had brought in a Berserk game, brand new game for them up there. And there were four teenage boys that were trailing right after them. And as soon as they plugged it in, those boys started playing it without, I watched, they weren't having a whole lot of success, maybe getting through one or two screens. And so I just walked over and I said, well, what's this game all about? And so they said, well, you know, they kind of explained it. And I said, oh, it doesn't sound too bad. And can I try it? So I tried it, and I went through about 24, 25 screens. And I said, no, it isn't too hard. And their jaws were dropped, and they were very impressed with my ability.
It seems like Larry missed an opportunity to make some money there. Well, let's go to your calls with your favorite video games, computer games at 800-642-1234. Charlie starts us off in Milwaukee. Charlie, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good. What's your game, Charlie?
I love this topic. My game is called Cuphead. I don't know if you know this game. It came out in 2017, but just recently they released a DLC. Of course, they call it not downloadable content. They call it Delicious Last Course. Anyway, it is a really incredibly challenging game, but it looks beautiful. And it's hand-drawn animation. It looks like 1930s, 1940s animation. There are bosses that you will spend hours on trying to beat. I mean, hours and hours. But when you do beat them, it is thrilling. Like, you really do feel like $1 million. And it's one of those games that you play to kind of prove to yourself whether or not you're good at video games, you know, kind of like a Demon Souls from Software, you know. These kinds of games, I think, really kind of challenge you.
I gotta ask, Charlie, it can be sure, a thin line for me between fun and frustrating. This stays on the right side of that.
It does. You know, it gets frustrating, but once you die, I don't know. I mean, there's a place you can go and they tell you how many times you die. Once you die 400 times, you definitely get a good feel of the game. So it is rewarding, though, that is for sure.
Cuphead. Charlie, thanks a lot for sharing that one with us. It's starting us off. We'll go now to Steve in Madison. Steve, hi.
Hi.
What game do you want to share with us, Steve?
Huge fan of Dragon Age Origins. It's a sort of sword and sorcery, but just an incredibly detailed, rich world that BioWare spent about 5 years building, just back in the days when they actually took the time to do video games right. Just books throughout it, deep characters, a lot of choices, things they generally promise but don't deliver on in more modern games.
And now, is this one you're playing on your own, or is this one of those multiplayer online deals?
It's a solo single player.
Oh, good. I prefer
other
that.
BioWare games, Yeah, me too. It's I don't want a game that's going to last forever.
Thanks, Steve, for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. We are asking you to call in with your favorite computer games now or from the past. Play in an arcade, play on your computer, play on your phone, a console, you name it. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Judith Marie Heise from our marketing department says her middle schoolers play Portal, Minecraft, and The Sims. She says the husband is keeping up his Animal Crossing island. It's a thing of beauty, a castle, gardens, fancy houses, not a weed in sight. Back to your calls. Daryl is with us in Ixonia. Daryl, hi.
Yeah, my favorite game is called Forsaken. It's a PS1 game. And you have to, like, you really have to learn to, like, to fly this bike. It's not, like, just run around pressing X like modern games. It's coming left, right, forward, back, and they're shooting at you and you're doing the same thing. And you're in a dogfight, and you got to learn how to play the game or you will get killed. I like that. My other second favorite is Battle Tank, which is awesome. There are no good tank games anymore unless you're on a PC, which is a bummer. I wish somebody would invent some tank games for the modern, you know, PS5s and 4s.
Now that Forsaken, Daryl, sometimes my thing with strategy games or even, you know, arcade-y type games is the learning curve. The fun justifies the learning of how to pilot this thing.
Yeah, I know I'm with you. I hate when I get a game and then you got to go to training camp and then the snipers keep taking you out and then I just put the game away like, okay, I'm not going to boot camp.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Matt is with us next in Whitefish Bay. Matt, what is your game?
My game is Skyrim Elder Scrolls. It's a Xbox One game and it's like a fantasy game and really kind of taps into my love of like fantasy and it has a giant map that you're able to explore. It's just an excellent game.
I love the exploration angle and I know a lot of people play these Elder Scrolls, the Skyrim games. What is unique? Is there something cool about the fantasy setting in it that really sets it apart for you?
I would say like the different types of characters, they go pretty in depth into kind of their background. It really kind of elevates the gameplay just because you just learn so much about different characters and you're constantly discovering new things about characters, which I feel like is very rewarding throughout the gameplay.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. We also heard from our own Jason Butler here at Wisconsin Public Media. He is on the same page as Matt is. Here's a listen.
I started playing Elder Scrolls V Skyrim during the pandemic, and I haven't looked back. It's crazy because it's an 11-year-old game at this point, but I really like it. One of my kids plays it too, and I like talking about it with them. You know, we talk about different missions and how we approached them. It's an open world game, so it's just fun to, like, go run around, try things out, experiment.
We are trying things out and experimenting by asking you to share your favorite video game, arcade game, computer game, right now at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Brett is with us in White Lake. Brett, what are you playing?
Portal. I heard it mentioned before. I just find that game infinitely challenging. It just you just never know what it is. It's set up in like this post-apocalyptic doomscape where the few remaining humans are swooped up by the AI and they're put in these testing centers. And what you have is that you earn this gun that puts a portal on the wall and changes the entire dimension. It's like, it's not only 3D, I can only describe it as being like infinitely D, because wherever you shoot this gun, you put a hole in the wall that you can get through to move cubes and set them on buttons to open doors, and there's ramps and pits and springboards and all kinds of other weird stuff that you have to negotiate in order to complete this series of puzzles. And it just keeps you busy for hours, and it really makes your brain work.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of puzzle and problem solving here.
Exactly. I just find it so entertaining. I think it first came out on the PS2 platform, and then later Portal 2 came out on PS3. But I still play that regularly. It's one of my favorite games.
Interesting. I maybe should check that one out. I think they have it on the computer, too. Brett, thanks for that. Eric is with us now in Appleton. Eric, what game do you want to share with us?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Farming Simulator franchise.
Yeah, I got a farming game, a computer game one time, not that franchise. I can't remember the name of it. It was terrible. It was buggy, and they just clearly hadn't finished it. I hear good things about Farming Simulator. Tell us about it.
Well, I think part of the charm of it for me is I'm a city boy. I'm originally from Milwaukee. And, I always wondered about what all the different pieces of farm equipment were and everything like that that you see, driving through the country roads and stuff like that. And it gives you a chance to experience that and, learn about the farming process and all that kind of stuff. And just really, kind of a change of pace from, some of the more violent games and things like that. It's super peaceful and relaxing and, just kind of a very satisfying game to play.
Eric, thanks for sharing that with us. We are taking your calls about your favorite video games, computer games, arcade games. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with yours or email ideas at WPR.org. Darlene and Lannan emailed to say, oh, Darlene's old school. Pong, hands down. I played some Pong back in the day. This is what we had. You could join in at 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with you about your favorite video games, past or present, big or small. Play them in an arcade, computer games, phone games, you name it. Consoles, 800-642-1234 is the number to join in. We asked again around Wisconsin Public Radio. Major Giving Officer Matt Scheffler let us know about his favorite game. Here's what he said.
My favorite video game of all time would be Toe Jam and Earl, a game that came out in 1991 on the Sega Genesis. In the game, you can play as one of two hip-hop-loving aliens whose spaceship has crash-landed on Earth, and so you have to walk around the levels trying to find the wreckage of your spaceship while avoiding Earthlings, and you can also pick up random power-ups that are dropped in the form of presents by Santa Claus. That's a very wacky and fun game. It's a two-player game as well, so you can always grab a friend to play with you. It is a lot of fun and still holds up after over 30 years.
Back to your video game calls at 800-642-1234. Neil is with us in Milwaukee. Hi, Neil. What are you recommending?
I completely and totally recommend Diablo 2.
And what happens in these Diablo games? This is another one I've heard of and never taken the time to play it.
It came out years ago, and they re-released it again for the new consoles, and everything holds up, and it's beautiful. But basically, you play a little avatar, one of the classes. You have a whole list of abilities that you can grow into, and you go forth and slay demons. It's glorious.
All right. Pretty straightforward. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us, Neil. Lachlan joins us now in Milwaukee. Hi, what do you got for us?
I have Rocket League.
Rocket League. Yeah, I think my kids were playing that for a while. Tell us, what happens in Rocket League?
Basically, you are in your own custom car, and you play soccer, basketball, hockey, or some weird different types of games.
But you're doing it in your car, which you don't usually do in the real versions.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Lachlan, thanks a lot for sharing that. Rocket League, thanks for sharing that with us at 800-642-1234. Taking your favorite video game recommendations, what you're playing now, ones you've played in the past and maybe have fond memories. Brock joins us next on the road by Green Bay. Brock, hello.
Hey, how's it going there?
Good. What are you playing?
My favorite game is John Madden Football.
Oh,
but here's
yeah.
the thing. I've been playing it for like 20 years or 30 years, but it has changed dramatically in 2021 with their adaption to what is called Madden Next Gen. Now, they didn't really say how big of a change it was going to be, but it's so much more realistic that it feels so much more like you're actually playing a real game of football, which is different than all the previous 30 years before, because previous years it was always like, you're playing like a video game, and now it's like you're playing real life football players. And, every single player in the NFL now wears these uniforms that have these sensors in them. And so it's instant time. They're actually able to identify how a player moves, stats, speed, injury, all of that, so they can update it right away in the game. So when you're playing the game, like let's just say Justin Fields gets hurt and they're bringing it back up, like that day it's updated in.
Wow. That's up to date. Brock, thanks for sharing that. I had that back on the N64, and I pulled out of the basement the N64 box. My kids were younger to play games on that. And the Madden, it was cool, except the controllers were a little out of sync, so you'd move your player. And so if you tried to play a defensive lineman, it always just like offsides. It was just like bring them right across the ball every time. So that made it a little less fun. Brock, thanks for sharing that with us. Megan is with us now in Green Bay. Megan, what games are you playing?
I've actually got a couple. The first one I want to talk about is this cute little cozy indie game called Unpacking, where you're following the life of this person from the time they're like 10, just in how they're changing their life and life changes just through unpacking boxes in their house. You never actually see them or what she looks like or anything else, but it's just so satisfying to unpack these boxes and put all the things on the shelves, and it just feels good. And then the little story it does tell is like super heartwarming. Like I cried the first time I played it. Wow. Every single like streamer I've watched like cries at the end. It's so sweet. The next one is Stardew Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a farming sim. I'm obsessed. I started playing with mods recently, too. That's how much I love the game. My toddler loves it. He loves the cows. But go ahead and you can... It's mostly a farm sim, but there's fishing, there's mining. You can fight cute little monsters, and it's just a great, nice, cozy time. And my last one I wanted to call out was called Control. It's actually like a shooter, a third-person shooter, but you get like psychic powers, and it's this supernatural sci-fi. There's all this weird cool stuff going on. Your protagonist is this like cool lady that's like linked up with this otherworldly force. It's a wonderful game. I have not heard a lot of people talk about it since it came out a couple years ago, and I just love it.
Megan, thanks for sharing this. I have played a goodly amount of Stardew Valley. It is weirdly addicting, but in a positive way, not like play it compulsively. Thanks for sharing those with us, Megan, at 800-642-1234. Emma is with us now in Madison. Emma, hi.
Hi. I'm here to talk about Cookie Run Oven Break.
Tell us about Cookie Run Oven Break.
It's basically like a level-based runner game where you play as a bunch of different cookies, and you collect jellies to earn points. There are also coins and a gacha system, and you can raise friendship with certain cookies in order to collect a special jelly.
Interesting. My worry, Emma, is that I'm very suggestible and I would be playing the game and I assume I'd want to eat cookies all the time. Do you have this problem?
No, I don't.
Excellent. Good. All right. Thanks. I don't think I've heard of that one. Cookie Run Oven Break. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Asking you to share your favorite video games, past and present. Play it at an arcade, on a computer, you name it, a console, a phone, 800-642-1234. Still time for your call if you call right now. Rebecca is with us next in Ashland. Rebecca, hi.
Hey there.
What game do you want to share with us, Rebecca?
Yeah, I wanted to share the Legend of Zelda series. It's been a favorite of mine since childhood. You know, I'm not going to lie, I skipped school one day to finish it. that was Ocarina of Time back on the N64.
Sure.
But, you know, going forward, I've been sharing with my daughter and my son now, the Breath of the Wild. And it's been really cool to see, you know, them find the love for the same series that I've had. And I would also like to just start, you know, someone else brought up Minecraft. I would say, too, that my son loves that game as well. And so, yeah, The Legend of Zelda just has a special place in my heart. It's such a good game.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Rebecca. Yeah, I played some of that with my brother, and then my kids played a later incarnation. So, yeah, I've got that multi-generational thing, too. Dean Knetter actually says his favorite game is Zelda Ocarina of Time, but lately he's tried a game getting a lot of buzz, Stray. I mentioned this yesterday. It lets you play as a cat. Here is his review.
I had to see what all the hype was about, and so far, it's been really fun. You're a cat exploring a city where something has gone really wrong, because it's entirely populated by robots. And the robots are really believable, they've all got different personalities, and I like games where you can interact with some fun characters that feel like they belong in the world. So I'm excited to see where the story goes, and so far, two paws up.
All right. Some production. Thanks, Dean. Elizabeth joins us now in Madison. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi, thank you so much. I love the Ideas Network. I've never participated, but I love video games too much to not share. I love this 10-player arcade game called Killer Queen. There are two teams of five, and each team consists of four B-bears and one queen, and there are three ways to win. One is a military victory by killing the enemy queen three times, an economic victory by collecting enough berries, and a snail victory by riding the snail to the goal, and it's such a fun way to meet new people at bar arcades.
Bar arcade. So you go and play this multiplayer game, but in person.
Yes. Yeah. It's super fun.
A Killer Queen. I'll look for that, Elizabeth. Thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Cody is with us now in Chautauqua. Cody, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your game or games?
Two games that I enjoy playing are the Mario, which is, everybody loves playing Mario. And the other one is 007 Goldeneye.
Oh, yeah. Now, Goldeneye, that was there was Perfect Dark, too, which was pretty similar. And that's when I played, or people told me it was similar to Goldeneye. Did you ever play Perfect Dark?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, we got to swap games sometimes. I'll try Goldeneye. You try Perfect Dark sometime. Cody, thanks so much for sharing that with us. Thanks to everybody who called in. You could still keep sharing your favorite video games of now or maybe great memories. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us what you play or what you have fond memories of playing. Maybe a story of doing it as a community of gamers. Again, share that over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.